Hello, Rick. Welcome to Service Voices.
Thank you, Helen.
We're really interested to hear what you have to say today about a special program that you're running at the soccer club. First of all, tell us about the background of the Modbury Vista Soccer Club.
Well, Modbury Vista Soccer Club is one of the largest soccer clubs in the state, I would suggest. We have 50 teams competing in a variety of associations, juniors and seniors. We have over 700 members. We're a large club. We have a lot of girls and women competing in our teams. We have girls-specific teams, women's teams, and a whole heap of mixed teams as well.
And when you say they're various teams, what age range?
We range from teams that cater for six-year-olds and slightly under, all the way through to adult senior teams, over 35s.
It is an enormous club, isn't it?
It's a very large club.
Tell us what this program is that you're running.
Well, a club as large as ours is always presented with multiple challenges, naturally. One challenge that we're looking to address immediately is that of respect. In particular, as we look to grow our women's and girls' teams, we're concentrating specifically on respect. Respect really should mean respect for people, whether they're male, female, young, old, it shouldn't matter. In today's society, we are faced with those additional challenges of, at times, a lack of respect towards women. And in sports clubs as large as ours, we're not immune to that either. So we feel a real responsibility and a keenness to work with our young people, be that the kids, the junior youth and the seniors, to educate them about what it actually means to be showing respect for themselves, for the club and for those around them, and in particular for women and girls.
And that would also mean expecting respect.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving forward, we are looking to set some really high standards at our club. Our numbers show that quantity isn't an issue for us. We have numbers at our club and we're financially very stable and sustainable. The quality of service that we're looking to provide is of real importance to us and a real focus for us moving forward. And part of that requires setting a standard that everybody understands, and if they're not willing to meet that, well then some questions will need to be asked whether the club is the right fit for that particular person.
So this fits in with your motto, which is pride, honour and respect. They're three little words, but boy, they really pack a punch, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Three words that are very, very easy to say, but much, much harder to live out. By live out, I mean every one of your actions and everything you do. If you underpin that with pride, honour and respect, and you really understand what those words mean, that's a big challenge. But when you get it right, there's few better feelings than when you get that right, whether it be serving your members or being served by a club and a committee. It's very difficult to explain, but the rewards are there.
How do you cope with that in a society that a lot of people feel these days doesn't go far enough to engender in the young that there are expectations on them? They aren't this invincible young body that their parents may see them as, who don't mind if they don't do the dishes. How do you engender that respect and expectation in those young people?
I think acknowledging that there aren't always going to be overnight results, especially at a club the size of ours, ensuring that standards are met from the top down to the bottom, or at least laid down with the expectation that they'll be met, and then being prepared to back that up and work with people. It starts with coaches, because the coaches are the ones that are with the kids the most of the time, and the senior players. Assisting those coaches and helping them to understand what pride, honour and respect mean, what our expectations as a club are, guiding them along the process so that they can pass on not only soccer knowledge to the kids that they're coaching, but life skills as well. It's great for kids to have fun. We absolutely emphasise kids having fun. But we also have the opportunity to do that in a controlled environment where we're teaching what it means to have discipline, individual discipline, self-discipline, team discipline, and then ultimately that leads to club discipline. And discipline plays a pretty big role in that as well.
This is very good to hear, actually, Rick, because you play an important role as an influencer of young people, and you obviously have a lot of young people in your care. If the club doesn't emphasise the need for these values, then who is going to? So it's lovely to see you doing it. How are you structuring this?
We're in the process of looking at some initiatives that we'll tailor for our senior group of players. The opportunity to then see how that can filter down to our younger players through our coaches. at all times in consultation with our parents and our members. I think the most important thing is to acknowledge that there's a first step in building that desire to be better, not just accepting things as they are. We are a good club, but we want to be a great club on and off the pitch. And that first step is crucial. And if that first step is just an acknowledgement of what we want to do, then it has to start somewhere. The good thing is that we've got many people at the club that really want to drive our standards up and make sure that the club is moving forward. And that gives us great hope that we can achieve these things.
So at the moment, you've acknowledged that there is a need to improve in certain areas.
Yeah, I think that it would be naive to think that a club is the size of ours is not without its issues that it has to deal with. We're constantly trying to improve every aspect of what we do. Do we have superb behaviour by all of our players, from young kids to adults, all of the time? No, we don't. Have we had to deal with situations, unfortunate, very unfortunate situations? Yes, we have. We've learnt from those, as have the players involved. And ultimately, that's about as much as we could ask at the moment. Are we learning? And yeah, we are. And that's the crucial thing. We don't accept if something has happened that contradicts our standards or our motto. We don't sweep that under the carpet. We'll address it. We'll work out how we can learn from it and how we move on together, working through that situation. That's what it means to be a team, and that's what it means to be a good, solid club.
Is this a structured approach, or is it as it happens type approach?
I can really only speak for the time since I've been chairman at the club, and that's been less than a year. I'm looking at ensuring this becomes a bit more structured. But saying that, again, a club the size of ours, you have to be prepared. You can't schedule when an issue and an event might arise. So you need to be flexible enough to implement a strategy or implement a course of action as and when it's required.
What I'm saying, I think, though, Rick, is do you not wait until something happens? Are you talking to your members before anything happens to tell them what respect is required, how to act, particularly around, say, women, girls, elderly, other people in society? Is there an expectation on them, and do those players know that expectation?
Yes, they do. It's a message that comes from myself. I've addressed our senior players personally. The committee has. That message has gotten through very clearly. Time will tell how that has an impact on them in the future. In terms of the wider message to our members, our seniors are a major part of the club. We have an enormous number of juniors as well. So there's constantly a message, not just an explicit email to a member, but the way that we all conduct ourselves and set the example, I think, sends as strong, if not a stronger message, than some words in an email to the wider membership base. Every time they have an experience at our club, if it's a positive one that's showcasing respect, the way that we're treating maybe the person that serves us in the canteen, a female member of the committee, a female coach, a female referee, it has to be actions that people learn from most. And we need to be implementing those actions every day.
As a family man, quite apart from your coaching duties, are you happy with the way that things are going at the club in regard to this?
I am happy, because I know that we don't live in a perfect society or a perfect world, but I can see the good people at the club and what they're wanting to do and the environment that we're creating. And that gives me great joy to see that, because we're not in a perfect society. If an incident happens, or if something happens which isn't satisfactory, if you've got the people around that are ready to respond and accept that and deal with it swiftly, then I think that's a positive thing. As much as we would like to control everything that happens at times, we can't. As much as we would prefer not to be reactive, unfortunately, there are things that happen that sometimes we have limited control over, but how you respond when they happen is crucial. That gives me great hope that we have good people at the club that share that view.
From a woman's perspective, I would love to see perhaps a more structured program in place, but then again, I'd like to see that in a lot of places, such as schools. I'd like to see more done to save the lives of women who are still dying every week at the hands of domestic violence, who are still being abused. I would like to see that as a norm in our society, where the young, including young women, are taught to respect. Rick, do you see in the future having a structured program of conversation on these issues with your players?
Yeah, absolutely, because we don't have all of the answers within the club, and when we don't, we have to know where to go to get them. And there are groups, there are professionals out there that are very experienced in knowing the best way to deliver a particular message. Now, on the topic of respect in particular for women, yeah, I think that seeking resources from outside the club is very important. Yes, we are looking into that because it's part of the wider issue of respect that we want to implement, and it's a very, very big part of that issue. You're quite right about the issues in society when it comes to respect for women. And as a club, we've got a fantastic opportunity then to be the platform for that learning opportunity. That's wonderful for our club to be in that position to have such an influence. It comes with great responsibility. So implementing a program, seeking advice from outside, yes, it will happen and it is happening. We're just in the process at the moment of trying to work out who is the best organisation to provide that support to us.
Rick Schrouder, chairperson of the Modbury Vista Soccer Club, thank you very much for coming in and talking with Service Voices today on this really important issue. And we're really happy that you're addressing the need for this. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.